So now it's time to practice around the deeper qualities of point four. First and foremost, let's engage those deeper breaths. Take as many as it requires for you to feel connected to your breath. That can happen more quickly than we expect, but we don't want to rush anything. Just find that connection. Find that sense of the breath. And as you find that, again, establish awareness of the sensation of your body. And as you feel more connected with breath and sensation, bring your attention again to your chest area, to the space of your heart center. In this time, we're going even further back than we did in the three. In the two, we explored the front of the heart space. The three, we explored the middle, the kind of central axis of the heart center. Now we're going to drop way back to the back of the heart space, where the heart space meets the spine. And to just sense into that area, further back than my attention usually goes. Just see what you find there. Often, when we bring our attention to this area, it will bring a quickening of a deep silence, a profound sense of depth. This is the gift of the four. It can be a sense of dropping into a mystery, as if this part of my heart is a doorway. I may feel ideas about myself relaxing, tensions dropping away. This is a place of great silence. Where we're very close to the mystery. Continue to breathe and sense, and we may realize the more that we're here present with the body and with this deep part of the heart, there's less need to make anything up about who I am or what's going on. The mind really quiets down. If your eyes are closed, you might at some point try opening them softly and just look out at the world from this deep, quiet place. And what do I see? Without being hypnotized and drawn out of myself, when I look from this depth, what do I see? And if my eyes have been open, as I close them softly, what happens when I just let the sweet silence and darkness of this space be here? If it helps, sometimes you can put your right hand across your heart as you're doing this practice, and or you can just rest your hands on your lap, whatever feels helpful. And as you prepare to leave the formal practice here, see if you can maintain this sense of depth as you enter your life. And look at how this depth informs how you experience the world and other human beings as you do what life calls you to in the rest of your day.